The number of Californians without a place to live has been going up, and many of those people hold down a job. Working while homeless can offer the promise of something better, but it also brings new sets of workplace challenges and worries. As part of our statewide California Dream collaboration, KPCC's David Wagner reports.
And I am calling to confirm your appointment with us for tomorrow.
Narita is wrapping up a shift at her job in an LA optometry shop.
I do the pre-testing, so I take measurements of their eyes. After that, the doctor sees them.
At the end of each shift, 6 days a week, she turns off the display lights in the eyeglass cases. She sets the alarm, locks the door, and walks out to her car. And some weeks, she hasn't had a place to go home to.
There's been several times where I just slept in my car. And I parked close to the gym because that's where I get ready in the mornings.
Narita came to LA with her two young daughters almost a year ago. We're only using her first name to protect her identity. She's rented rooms for a few months here and there, and she's staying with a friend for now. Someone has always been willing to let her kids spend the night. She never thought finding a place of her own would be this hard.
You have to really focus on work when you're at work and try to put on a face that everything's okay. You know, once you're done, it's you break down because that's, you know, you don't have a place to go.
It's not easy getting numbers on the working homeless in California, but the estimates we have suggest it's not uncommon. Narita hasn't told her boss she doesn't have a stable place to live. She says she'd be embarrassed, and she wonders if she'd be treated differently.
I don't want him to have a different view of me, and to think that I'm homeless is going to affect my work life.
Workers have protections on the job when it comes to things like their race and gender, but
there are no laws in California that protect you from being discriminated against based on your housing status.
Jessica Bartholow with the Western Center on Law and Poverty was one of the people pushing for a 2012 California bill that would have changed that. Groups like the California Chamber of Commerce opposed it, and the bill died in committee. Bartholow looks at today's crisis and wonders why California hasn't reconsidered it.
If we know that income is one of the best ways out of poverty, why wouldn't it be a best policy practice to make sure that people who are homeless and who are working are not at risk of losing their jobs or having reduced hours?
Some employers do try to help. Kim Wired is CEO of the Northeast Valley Health Corporation.
We don't have the solution with being able to solve everything with money. We're not a food bank and we're not a housing organization, but we can certainly help make those connections.
Wired's organization provides health services to people who are low income or homeless. She says in those few cases when an employee has fallen into homelessness, the connections to LA's homeless support system have been a huge help. Wired's advice to other employers is to know who to call.
It may take a little bit of digging to put a homeless resource list together for your staff, but those resources are there.
Of course, workers would have to feel comfortable telling their boss about their situation. Narita, the optometry shop worker, says her employer treats her well and pays her fairly. But she says when she has looked for housing assistance, she thinks people's image of homelessness has worked against her. Narita describes herself as a soccer mom, and she looks the part.
I've gotten comments like, well, I'm sorry, but if I looked at you, I wouldn't assume that you're homeless. Do I have to look like ripped clothes, dirty clothes? Like, I don't know what they expect me to look like. I have a job, so I can't come to work unpresentable or unprofessional.
Narita is not sure how long her current housing situation at a friend's place will last. Her biggest fear is that she'll end up back in her car, but this time with her kids in the back seat. In Los Angeles, I'm David Wagner.